And that's why he came and knew them and felt them. You know, I always say that God, you know, could have made us instantly the way he wants us to be. And people say, well, why not? As I don't know why not. Meaning, I can't explain it, except to say that he must have thought this best. This is the, or just, maybe this is the, what he wanted to do. Nah, I want to do it this way. But why? It's just what I want to do. Some things don't have, like, you know, everything does not have to be justified in a way that's pleasing to us. Because after all, God is God, and we are not. Verse 10, and herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you who have begun before not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now therefore, perform the thing, verse 11, now therefore, perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which you have. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. And he's saying, you know, what are you saying? I'm giving you my advice that this is what is best for you. This is what is expedient. You know, what is conducive, what is good. You have begun before not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. I mean, a year ago you were forward to do this. And you have begun to do this. But I guess he's saying there's some thing that you need to finish. Corinth was a wealthy city, and there were doubtless many wealthy people in the Corinthian church. And he's using the poor people as an example to let them know you have to consider. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, how much the wealthy pay in taxes or whatever, and I don't like to get political or in anything, and I know they do. But, you know, for a poor man, all his living is taken up with supporting himself. And then, you know, what we give. I mean, I always like the fact that in America, the poorest state is the most givingest. Whatever they give to, I don't know, I don't care. But you see how their hearts are. And not to slam all who are wealthy, but I'll tell you what. To become wealthy, you have to have a certain mindset. And I've seen it in in many wealthy people I've run into. There's something peculiar about them that I've noticed that it's not, they're very cheap. To put in a word, many of them, and that, now these aren't the super rich, but people who are of moderate wealth, I notice they scrimp. They save. You know, I remember one man, they speak of, oh, you know, we'll go to this restaurant, it's really cheap. And they talk about how cheap things are. And I always think it's odd because they're so well off. Why do they have to worry? And I realize that's how they became well off, because they're always thinking of ways to save, you know? And they're not spending money on things they don't have to spend money on. They're being very frugal. And I think that, you know, that is probably the bedrock foundation of wealth is frugality. Be stingy with your money. But in Christ, here's the thing. You know, let's say the poor woman, she had enough to eat and clothes on her back, and everything she had left, she cast. I didn't say that, but that's what I'm saying. And maybe she was even starving. I don't know. I don't like to think of that because I don't want to encourage people to, you know, what's the point? You know, if you have not enough to eat and another has nothing, it is well to share it with them, but not to give them all. Now you starve. Though I suppose some would say in faith, right? Well, maybe so. It would not be, I'm not saying never, but Out of love, one may even do that. But share with another. You know, and so the wealthy, they have a duty to distribute in Christ. I mean, you know, if you're not in Christ, say, keep your money. Bury it with yourself. That way you can be with it forever. He's telling them, you know, this is my advice. You are willing, so do it. A readiness to will, a predisposition, you know, that you wanted to do it. Out of that what you have. If there first be a willing mind, there has to be a willing mind. Paul doesn't want anything to be done out of compunction or they feel obligated. He wants them to be willing and eager to do it. It is accepted according to that a man hath, not according to a man hath not. I mean those that don't have anything, you know, that's the thing that irritates me with prosperity preachers, because the one who has, well, he's blessed, but the one who has not needs to give so that they can get blessed. It's all the more important to give when you don't have anything. But that's wrong. Those that hath not, those are the ones we need to give to. And it's funny how backwards it gets. And Paul recognized that even then. He didn't want to lay on them something that they couldn't fulfill. I want you guys to give. I want the people who have to give, not those that have not. So don't go around hitting up all your parishioners, even the poor ones. Hit the ones who got money. Verse 13, for I mean not that other men be eased and ye burdened. I mean, you know, I don't want to take from you and impoverish you so some other dude can live in the lap of luxury. That is prosperity preaching. You know, guys like, I could remember some of the names. I always remember Kenneth Copeland and the rest of those guys. You know, I know they live very well. You look at the ministers on TV. They're all wealthy people, every one of them. Every one of them are wealthy. They're filthy rich. You know, I remember one, my teacher, he talked about not taking money for teaching. But the wealth made its way to him. And they're wealthy men. And they talk about not wanting to take your money, but they'll keep. What about them giving? What do they give and to whom? Well, they don't need to give anything. They're being blessed by God. They're the minister. They're the pit into which the money's supposed to flow. It is abominable.